though this evening's meeting is not in the sentiment series, it is included as the information given is on the same line as that given by sentiment. Eileen was not present, having been delayed at a meeting some 50 miles away. Sue and Joe, both experienced mediums, of course, were also absent because of sickness. Sarah is developing and was used by two controls, one who had somehow managed to get into the wrong group and had to be asked to leave, and another as a rescue. Because of the lessened power available, I thought it unwise for Sarah to accept any more controls, as it could make her very tired. The two permitted had had difficulty in using her. I suggested a general discussion to complete the meeting, and this record begins when George asks the first question.
No questions, no discussions, no comments.
Should I get into the light that you radiate when quiet, when in meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same as the aura? Are we talking about the same thing?
No, it's a much more brilliant light. It is the aura is
I am very pleased to have the opportunity of speaking with you again, though it was not expected. I believe the expression is understood by you. I am a stopgap.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will accept me in that guise. Now, sir, your question is too light. May I suggest that you are still examining or trying to examine phenomena in the light of a physical understanding instead of a spiritual understanding? You must not try to compare your own individual aura to the spiritual light, which is, shall I say, distributed on occasions such as this, and also by you as individuals when you are in what you would call the right frame of mind and are exercising the right thought processes to enable us to draw nearer to you upon the physical plane. You have been told many times about the energies which exist, the many types of energies which are utilized within our realms of existence, and of which you have no knowledge.
Yes.
Is that so?
That is true, yes.
It is difficult for you to understand what energy is. It is difficult for us to try to give you descriptions which your physical awarenesses can absorb and understand, but I will try. When we speak of energy, do not your thoughts immediately clothe energy in a physical garb so that you are able to understand it more clearly with your physical senses, you presume that it has light of different colors. Perhaps you do not realize that true, pure energy requires no attributes such as you are inclined to give to it. It exists of itself, by itself, within itself, because of itself. Can you understand that?
Yes, I think we're all beginning to accept this and feel it.
When you say feel it, my friend, could you please, for the sake of your colleagues and for our understanding of your description, would you please be a little more precise?
Yes.
In what way do you feel it?
Some of us have had training as scientists, and we think of energy as wave motion, and we have diagrams that help us to visualize what we think we mean, but we're beginning to understand or just become aware of many forms of energy that are not in our scientific textbooks and are of a much less, I was going to say less material form, but a non-material form.
May we say it is of a greater spiritual form.
The greater spiritual form, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Once again, though you are beginning to have an appreciation of energy, you still seek to clothe it in physical garments, you might say.
Yes, I follow that.
You say waveform. Waveform is only a physical description of something you have discovered as part of energy. Part of energy.
Yes.
And what of the energy which in itself creates those wave patterns of which you speak?
Ah, yes.
Does it have form? Does it have shape? We do not know.
We do not know.
Well, sir, I would suggest, if I may, with all due respect for your knowledge, which I know to be of considerable importance in your physical world, I would suggest, if I may, that you do attempt to depart from always trying to give a physical explanation to something which is so purely and definitely spiritual in its characteristics.
Yes, yes, I do follow. And thank you for putting it clearly.
May I please suggest also to all who are listening that you will better come to an understanding of the complexities which one day you will have to face when you visit us if from now on you understand that you will never understand whilst you are upon this earth. If you can achieve that degree of acceptance, then you will begin to have a much better conception of the what you would term miracles which surround you every moment of your living on this plane. Miracles of which you have little knowledge. Miracles which I cannot explain because they are beyond physical comprehension. They are only miracles because to you they are uncommon. To us who have greater knowledge of these things, they are not miracles. they are normal conditions of living. Can you understand this?
Yes.
Have I perhaps made a little clearer the light or energy of which we were speaking earlier? Of which you were speaking, I should say. And about which I came to interfere.
Yes, I think we're very grateful. We're most grateful, and I'm sure it has helped enormously.
Is there any other question you would like to ask me? Whilst I am with you.
Is this an open question?
It is an open question, if you're saying. If I can be of assistance in any way, please ask. You ladies, may I say, are unusually quiet.
Unusually are.
Well, sort of going back on what you were just saying, basically, you're saying that we're not going to understand this purely because we are in the physical world, and you're talking about a different dimension, basically. So we can't understand what we can't perceive. Yeah?
Basically, that is so, my friend.
Yeah, right.
You cannot understand because, with respect, you and nobody here has the spiritual development yet to enable them to begin to understand what are purely spiritual concepts of life.
Yes.
It is no reflection upon your physical living, merely a fact that just as a child within the womb cannot understand the mechanics of walking, because it has no conception of such a feat. So you, within your physical envelopes, no conception of the power which exists beyond those physical envelopes. Does this satisfy
you? It does, yes. Yes, absolutely. Thinking of it, actually.
I'm sorry that we cannot be more specific in our answers to your questions.
That's fine.
We try within our abilities to understand your physical examination, let me say, of the things beyond your physical environment, beyond your mental capabilities to appreciate fully. But we cannot always, unfortunately, enter into the realms of description because there is not the awareness apparent within the physical being. Do you understand?
I do, yes, certainly.
We sometimes feel ourselves frustrated because we are not able to give you clearer descriptions, greater comprehension of what is to come to you in due course. I can only repeat, if you accept that you will never understand so long as you are in the physical frame, at least that assists us, because you do not constantly churn your mind into a maelstrom of wandering to prevent our getting into you, if I might use that expression, to give you spiritual awareness rather than physical conceptions. Is this understandable to you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Good. Absolutely. Thank you. Now, do you have more questions?
Well, I'm sure it would be nice to probe more or have more awareness of the. I imagine there are numerous energies of which we are quite ignorant, and there would be energies which underpin the physical creation itself. In the Australian Aboriginal culture, one talked dream time, the dream time that underpinned the physical creation. Is this another type of energy of which we are?
May I ask you, my friend, why it is so important that you should wish to have an understanding of these energies? What would you do with those understandings?
It is not important that we have understanding, but I can just say it's very nice to know that the creation is underpinned in that sort of way.
Can you tell me, please, what good it would do you to know such a thing?
No, it's just a. I guess it's just a love of understanding or partial understanding.
And what would you do with that understanding if you were given it?
Just enjoy it, I guess.
Physically again. You would enjoy the ability of your brain to absorb what has been told. Would it have advanced your spiritual progress?
Yes. No, I suppose not.
Then, why bother? I trust I have not offended you, sir.
No, not at all.
We find it very strange that so often your physical minds are devoted to what, to all intents and purposes, is useless information.
Yes, perhaps I'm just naturally inquisitive, and perhaps this is a defect in my character.
I believe you have an expression. You said it, I did not.
That's right.
We are aware of your modern idiom, you see.
Yes.
Because frequently we watch you, we watch your minds turning over these things, lying through a morass of events, of bits and pieces of inconsequential matters that have no relationship to actual living at all. Much better would it be if the time you spent upon such inconsequential philandering mentally were devoted to an inward examination of your own spiritual progress. And to achieve spiritual progress, my friends, it is quite necessary to consider every aspect of physical living. Think rather of an investigation into the spiritual self and whether your spiritual self is still walking the path which it should be treading. There is nothing wrong in questing for information of a physical nature, but please do keep it in perspective. time you spend on searching for things which merely satisfy a desire for knowledge and would not appear to have any practical advantage in developing your own spiritual selves. Why do so? You have free wills, you know. We cannot make you use them in the way which we can see would be most beneficial to our progress, not only upon this earth, but in the lives to come. But we are sometimes a little disappointed that you do not spend more time in that way. Please consider this.
Yes, surely no.
Is there more I can tell you? Or more I can say to discourage you?
I find what you say very encouraging.
Thank you, madam. I feel my visit has not been wasted then.
I think being human beings really puts you on the right tracks. Because being human beings, we just do what human beings do.
I beg your pardon. I was not listening at that moment.
Sorry, I said, being human beings, we need putting on the right tracks. Because as we're human beings, we do all of, that's why we do all these things, because we are humans. And unless somebody helps us along the right track, we're not going to progress.
Madam, you are still walking into the same trap. And considering yourself as a human being, instead of as a spiritual person, to say that you are a human being, and therefore you do this, that, and the other, is no excuse for departing from a spiritual conception of the guidance which should be given to that human body. Is this clear?
Sort of. I think, for my part, I'm only just beginning to realise that I am a spiritual person and not just a human, and it's difficult.
It is good that you should recognise that you are a spiritual person. But of course, always you should keep that in the front of your mind, that you are spiritual and not physical. The physical is merely a necessary envelope for the spiritual, whilst it has to sojourn upon this planet. Try always to look beyond the physical requirements. I know they have to be accepted, they have to be acknowledged, and they have to govern your living here. That I understand. But underneath it all, remember that you are a spiritual person, and that must, whenever possible, take precedence over the physical requirements. It is not easy. It is difficult, very difficult. We do understand this. This is why we attempt at these times to give encouragement, small as it may seem, to ensure that you do always recognize your spiritual being rather than the physical.
Thank you.
I suppose the very fact that we're sat here is encouraging, because we are curious about the spirit.
The very fact that you are here, madam, is in itself an advertisement for your spiritual development. Otherwise you would not be sitting here listening to me rambling on like this. Were you more concerned with your physical being, you would probably be sitting, if you do such a thing, with your feet up in front of the fire, which would be much more comfortable than going out in such weather as you have now. I'm told it was very bad for you this night. So, the fact that you are here is an indication that your spiritual self is superseding your physical self. You follow?
Thank you very much.
And this, of course, does apply to you all. The very fact that you are here is your spiritual self convincing the physical. You are not aware of that, as it is the correct thing to do for your spiritual progress.
It also helps you physically, though, doesn't it?
It also helps.
Yes. It helps you physically, but as you develop more spiritually, physically, there is almost like a reward in comfort within your physical being.
You are quite right, and I am pleased if you are already experiencing this. Of course, we have on many occasions said, not only here but elsewhere also, that the awareness of the spiritual development must of necessity be shown in the physical improvement of the body, and the physical mind's activity also. It cannot be anything else, since the physical is dependent upon the spiritual. Whilst you are here, of necessity it must benefit from the advantages of the spiritual development. And you will find, as you progress in your learning, madam, that you would begin quite subconsciously to radiate the feeling of serenity, calm, and almost a self-satisfaction other than a physical one. This will be radiated to other people in your vicinity without them being aware of what it is making them liking to be in your company, without you being aware of what you are radiating. But believe me, it will happen.
Does that mean that people who are very depressed, they're lacking a lot spiritually, they're totally unaware of their spiritual?
Yes. Usually it is so.
Yes.
There are exceptions. That people who constantly suffer from depression, unfortunately, have not been made aware of their spiritual abilities in order to overcome the depressions of their physical mind. It is a great pity that it is so, but it is. Now I believe I am being told that the energy is depleting, and I must ask if there are any further questions before I have to leave you.
Fine, I think we will benefit very much from what you've told us.
Thank you.
I'm sure we shall think on about this, and we all thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your very kind expressions, my friends. I have enjoyed being with you, and I hope much and have the pleasure of speaking to you at some future date.
That will be
I bid you farewell. God be with you.
and you
radiate.
May the Great Spirit encompass you with his love at all times.
Thank you.
Thank you.